everybody. It's almost the end of October, and this is Laura the Health Coach with your, I guess, occasional podcast update. And today I have a product review for you. Yes, yum yum, I'm going to be reviewing Breadlum's Uprising by Uprising Food, Breadlum's Uprising Keto Bread. I've actually been a fan of this bread for a couple of weeks now. I'm already on my second order. And, by the way, I should mention that I am not being sponsored in any way by this company. I always let you know if I am being sponsored or compensated by any company that I am reviewing a product for. Sometimes I am, but in this case, no. I just happened to read about it and I said, well, let me give it a try because, you know, like a lot of people, I miss bread. I was raised on bread. I was a big bread eater as a child, you know, with sandwiches and whatnot and the kind of things that you eat with bread. You know, there was always bread on the table whenever we'd have dinner and that sort of thing. And, you know, it was much to my great misery that I learned that I kind of have a gluten intolerance. I do not have celiac, which is different. Celiac disease affects a small percentage of the population, and it's a horrible condition because if you consume any gluten and you have celiac disease, you are really, really sick, and sometimes it even sends you to the hospital. A gluten intolerance, on the other hand, is a little less severe. May not send you to the hospital, but you definitely do have some symptoms, and that's the camp that I fall in. If I eat bread or anything containing gluten, I just feel crappy. I have digestive issues. I have no energy. It almost feels like a hangover. It's really not fun. And so, you know, I stay away from it. And another reason that I don't eat bread, even gluten-free bread, is because, and there's a lot of gluten-free breads out there, but just because gluten-free breads, like any starch, any bread, has a lot of carbohydrates. And I like to kind of watch my macros a little bit to kind of keep my intake under control. You know, everything in moderation. You don't want to have too many carbs, too many fats, too much protein, which I will, you know, talk about in another podcast. I'll talk more about macros. And also, by the way, I may as well take this opportunity to plug my new newsletter. In case you haven't heard, I said a couple of episodes ago that I've launched a newsletter every week. You get straight to your inbox information about diet, about exercise, fitness tips, nutrition tips, breathing tips, fitness exercises, yoga exercises. It's just chock full of goodness, I hope. So I do talk about macros and macros intake in that newsletter. But anyway, getting back to this keto bread. So I see this ad because I'm sure, you know, my device, my phone or iPad was listening in to a conversation or a web search and realized that I would be a good candidate for a forced ad in my face about this keto bread. But that's okay. It's cool. You know, this is how you learn about stuff and buy stuff that maybe you don't need. But I thought, well, you know, this is something I could use. I definitely would like to check out a keto bread that is lower in carbs. Now, I don't follow the ketogenic diet. I kind of have very ambivalent feelings about the ketogenic diet. I think it's great if you're someone who is managing, for example, a condition like diabetes. There is a lot of scientific research that backs up the value of a ketogenic diet in managing diabetes. I'm not a doctor, just want to preface by saying that, but you know, it's a diet that's gained a lot of popularity because a lot of people think it's a quick fix for weight loss. And I don't know how I feel about that. I think anything that is hard to sustain is not really a good solution, but you know, there are a lot of people who are big believers in the ketogenic diet. For example, Vinny Guadagnino, who was on the original cast of Jersey Shore, the reality show, he has now reimagined himself as the Keto Guido, and you can look him up on Instagram and see his progress, and he's had a lot of success with the keto diet. Anyway, now I'm not a keto person, but I thought, well, you know, anything that's lower in carbs is definitely worth checking out. And so I saw this ad for Breadlums Uprising Keto Bread. It's also markets itself as a superfood bread. So it's not only ketogenic, it's got superfoods. And it's not that expensive. I mean, it's any special diet food you're gonna pay money for. It's not cheap. It's certainly not as cheap as good old white bread with gluten and wheat and all that. But it's definitely cheaper than a lot of gluten-free breads that you see in places like Whole Foods or on Amazon or, you know, wherever you do your shopping these days. And, you know, that definitely intrigued me as well. Now, this bread, it bills itself as the best tasting healthy bread. It is made with just a handful of ingredients, which is always a plus. You know, the less ingredients, the better. You know, the less Frankenfood you're eating, the better, right? It's got superfood ingredients. It has, are you sitting down, a whopping 9 grams of fiber per slice. 9 grams of fiber. That's pretty good. And only 2 net carbs per slice. And allegedly tastes like a sourdough. Okay, well, let me talk about that in a second. But the thing that's pretty cool about it is that it is keto friendly if you're on a keto diet. If you're on a paleo diet, it's paleo approved. You know, paleo diets, that's a whole other topic, is also a very low carb diet. I don't know if it's really paleo though. Paleo is supposed to be like the caveman's diet, and you know, I don't know if they were making keto bread in cave times. I don't think they had ovens either, but anyway, it has no added sugar, it's dairy-free, it's gluten-free, tastes like a cheat meal, but it's not, is what their advertising says. And you can toast it, you can make your grilled cheese, you can make your French toast, you can make your avocado toast, and, you know, it's really, really good. So what happens is when you get it, it comes in a cube. You have to freeze it, of course. You know, anything like this, because it has so few ingredients, it's super perishable. So when you get it in the special packaging, which is a lot of what you're paying for, when you're paying a pretty hefty shipping fee because it has special packaging, so it doesn't go bad on its way to you. And as soon as you get it, immediately you are encouraged to put it in the freezer. And then you take out you get four cubes per order, and you take your first cube, if you're ready to start eating it, you put 3 in the freezer, and then you take your fourth cube, and you take it out of the box, and it is unsliced. You have to slice it yourself. And the reason for that is because if you slice it yourself, it will keep longer. If it comes sliced, then it won't retain its texture, which is real important. And it won't keep as well. Now, the other thing is that it's made from, okay, so here are the short list of ingredients. Apple cider vinegar, organic egg whites, baking powder, salt, and water. That's it. And then, oh wait, hold on, sorry. Those 5 ingredients, and there's the three fiber ingredients I forgot to mention. Almond flour and golden flaxseed and psyllium husk. Those are your fiber powerhouses. Let me tell you, the fiber is no joke. They even encourage you, when you get the bread, they encourage you to do a 3-day, 72-hour bread cleanse, which is kind of hilarious. Like, whoever thought they would hear those two words put together in a phrase, bread cleanse. But yeah, you can do a bread cleanse. I did the bread cleanse when I first got it, because I'm, you know, I like to be the human experimental subject, you know. I like to biohack a little bit. I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the bread cleanse. And you just eat the bread for, you eat 5 slices of bread a day for 3 days. And you can put stuff on it. You can put a dairy-free margarine. Well, it's not margarine. It's like a dairy-free spread that's, you know, like Earth Balance, whatever it is. And then you can put a little, maybe a little nut butter, a little bit of avocado, as long as you don't go crazy. And then that's what you eat. That's it. You just have like the 5 slices of bread for 3 days, and it's supposed to do this major cleanse. I didn't notice any different, maybe because my gut's already in better shape than it used to be because I'm so mindful of my diet. But okay, so the bread definitely does what it's advertised to do. It is a great bread substitute for, I mean, come on, let's be real. If you buy any kind of product like this and expect it to taste like the real thing, you know, you have to do a reality check. Because like when they first came out with vegan burgers, they didn't taste like burgers. You know, now with Beyond and Impossible and some other brands, they are getting closer, but a burger tastes like a burger. A vegan burger tastes like a vegan burger that tastes really good, but it's still not a hamburger. Same thing with this bread. You know, I've been to Paris. I've had a baguette. I've had real bread. And you know what? If I ever do go to Paris again, once the coronavirus is under control, I'll have a baguette again. I will suffer through the aftermath of eating gluten because that bread is so damn good. This bread tastes like health food bread. Not to say that it tastes bad. It tastes pretty good. It has a very, very, very dense texture. It has the texture of like zucchini bread, but it's not sweet. You know, and it holds up really well. You know, when you slice it, it definitely stays, it doesn't fall apart like some breads do, because it's got the egg whites in there. So it's not 100% vegan. Sorry, vegans. It's egg whites or nothing in this case. But yeah, it's really grown on me. And, you know, like I said, it's not cheap, but I'm willing to pay the price so I can have a freaking sandwich again. You know, for a really long time, I would not allow myself to have a sandwich because there was no bread I could eat. No, you know, faux bread that I could eat and stand. It was just all, you know, it was like too much. And this is bread that I like. Breadlum's Uprising. You know, and the packaging is cute. It has a sort of like a colonial dude cartoon, you know, Breadlum, you know, like Bedlam. You know, like he's like this, you know, revolutionary from revolutionary times, except, you know, the revolution is not political, it's your diet. And they send these cute emails once you order. You know, they give you a lot of tips on how to prepare the bread, so you get a lot of guidance. And they're very, it's a very hands-on company. When it comes to stuff like that, their customer support is great. So yeah, like I said, I'm, you know, not being paid to promote them. I've just had a really positive experience. So if you are looking for something to replace the bread that you miss, then I would say give them a try. It's uprisingfood.com, and check them out. And if you're okay with eating regular bread, if the carbs don't bother you, if the gluten doesn't bother you, then knock yourself out. Lucky you. All right. Well, that's all I have for today. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, if you want to start your own podcast, try out anchor.fm. That's the platform that I use. Of course, this is distributed on all platforms. So whatever platform you're listening on, thank you for being a listener. Please consider supporting this podcast. You know, this is how I make my living, by being a health and fitness coach. So if you can like kick me a, you know, 99 cents a month or $4.99 a month, if this has value, then please do. Or consider subscribing to my newsletter, laurathehealthcoach.substack.com, or, you know, just have a great day. That's okay too. And don't forget to leave me feedback if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions. All right, I am out of here. Be well.